Sales of new vehicles in Australia, as supplied by VFACTS, show continued growth. In July, over 84,000 were delivered, an increase of 16% on the same month last year. 2020 was obviously affected by COVID, and so this growth is more about getting back to normal. It is encouraging, however, to see the sales of July this year are higher than the same month in pre-COVID 2019. The impact of recent lockdowns may have started to take effect towards the end of the month. The 16% increase is lower than the year-to-date figure of 26.5%. In New South Wales, which has moved into protracted lockdown, sales declined by nearly 2%. It is important to remember that the numbers represent those cars that could be delivered. Without the current supply chain difficulties, the numbers might have been higher.
I'm David Brown.
If you're in the market for a new car, don't head anywhere but anyauto.com.au. Right now, you can read a review of the MG ZS Electric, a lower-priced electric SUV, the Citroen C3 Shine, the Mazda MX-30 Estina Mild Hybrid, and for something a little sportier, the Hyundai Kona N-Line Premium. Check out those reviews and many, many more right now, anyauto.com.au, for the latest auto news and reviews.